When the Frost is on the Pumpkin by James Whitcomb Riley. When the frost is on the pumpkin and the fodder's in the shock, and you hear the coyuke and gobble of the strutting turkey cock, and the clacking of the guineas and the clucking of the hens and the rooster's hallelujah as he tiptoes on the fence. Oh, it's then the times a feller is a-feeling at his best, with the rising sun to greet him from a night of peaceful rest. As he leaves the house bareheaded and goes to feed the stock, when the frost is on the pumpkin and the fodder's in the shock. There's something kind of hearty-like about the atmosphere when the heat of summer's over and the cool and fall is here. Of course, we miss the flowers and the blossoms on the trees and the mumble of the hummingbirds and buzzing of the bees. But the air is so appetizing and the landscape through the haze of a crisp and sunny morning of the early autumn days. It's a picture that no painter has the coloring to mock when the frost is on the pumpkin and the fodder's in the shock. The husky, rusty rustle of the tossels of the corn and the rasping of the tangled leaves as golden as the morn. The stubble in the furries, kind of lonesome-like, but still, a-preaching sermons to us of the barns they've grown to fill. The straw stack in the medder and the reaper in the shed, the horses in their stalls below, the clover overhead. Oh, it sets my heart a-clicking like the ticking of a clock when the frost is on the pumpkin and the fodder's in the shock. Then your apples all is gathered, and the ones a feller keeps is poured around the cellar floor in red and yeller heaps. And your cider making's over, and your women folks is through with their mince and apple butter and their sauce and sausage, too. I don't know how to tell it, but if such a thing could be as the angels want important and they'd call around on me, I'd want to accommodate them, all the whole enduring flock, when the frost is on the pumpkin and the fodder's in the shock.